We're starting now Masech the Brochus, the first Mishnah, Me'emasai Kurin Eshemar Biarvin. Which means, when do we start to say Kurin Eshemar Biarvin?
By night.
Now, the argument of this Mishnah is,
Yishma is Midiraisa two times a day. As the Pasuk says, V'dibarta Bom, we dashim V'dibarta Bom means Midiraisa, you have to speak in Kriyishma. The Pasuk says, B'shoch Pecho Ubukumecho. B'shoch Pecho means B'zman Shchiva, when we go to sleep at night. Ubukumecho means man, we get up in the morning. So that's how we dashim is here to say Kriyishma twice a day. The Torah doesn't say Laila or Yom. The Torah says, B'shoch Pecho, when we go to sleep. So now the shaila is, when is the call b'shoch b'cho? His name is Saikur and Shema b'yavim. When do we start saying Shema by night? If the grain is medayik, it says loshin kurin, the loshin rabin. Doesn't say korei, a loshin yochid. Because it says the chiddush that kriya shema, you can't be yoytza shemeya koina. If you listen to a chazan to say kriya shema, not yoytza. The brachas and tefillah, you could be yoytza from a shliach tzibur. But kriya shema, since the mitzvah is to makabal omach shemayim, you have to say it yourself. That's why the Mishnah says Loshin Ein Me'emesai Kurin a Loshin Rabin. Everybody has to say Kriya Shema. You can't be Yaitzit from somebody else. So when is this man to say Kriya Shema Balayla, the Arvin? So the Mishnah Mishor Shakhanim Nichnosim Lecho B'Trumosim. As man, when the Kahanim are allowed to go and start eating Truma. That means, let's see Rashi. Me'emesai Kurin Nishma B'Yavin Zuk Rashi Mishor Shakhanim Nichnosim Lecho B'Trumosim. That means Kahanim Shenitmo. A Kohen that became Tomei. He touched the Sheretz. He became Tomei. The Tavlu. Right after he touched the Sheretz, he was Tavlu in the Mikvah. The Din is now the Herer Shimshon. He has to wait now. He can't eat Truma even after he was Tavlu until it comes Herer Shemesh, until it comes Fesek Rovim. The Gia eat Tomei comes the time Lechol B'Truma, which we'll see in the Gemara means Fesek Rovim. So really the Mishnah doesn't say when does Man of Kriya Shema start at night. It just says at the same time when a kohen that was tamei to start eating truma, which the Gemara explains is tzeitzik chavim. So we'll see in the Gemara why the Mishnah didn't say klo tzeitzik chavim. But in other words, that's what the Mishnah is saying. When is this man when he can start saying krishma at night time is tzeitzik chavim. So be it goes in Rashi. Rashi says v'giyeh itam lecha b'truma. Came the time when a kohen is allowed to eat truma. Because Mefarshim asked the kasha. We hold when it comes to man marav, you're not allowed to eat until you say Krishna first. So who are the kayin? He was tamei. When can he start eating truma? When it comes to the chovim, the chur of the chovim is the man when you have to start saying Krishna first. So how can he eat truma before he says Krishna? So the deek and Rashi just says v'giyeh itam lecha b'truma. When it comes to the chovim, that's the man when he's allowed to start eating truma. But actually, he shouldn't eat truma until he first says Krishna. We'll talk about a term, what we have. If you have a minyan kavua to daven later, so you're allowed to eat first, because you know you're going to daven marv later. But if somebody doesn't have a minyan kavua, and he's going to daven by himself, so locker is you're not allowed to eat before you daven marv, say Krishma first. So the kids of the Mishnah says, when's this man to start saying Krishma? That's the basic of him. So the Mishnah, how long is this man? At Saifa Shemara Harishaina, Divi Rabbi Eliezer. The Lezer says you can't say Krishma anymore after the first Hashemurah of the night. And Parshat we hold that the night is divided into three Mishmurim. There's three different Mishmurs. We'll have Gemara's about exactly what a Mishma means. It's a different change of the watch of the Malachim in Shemayim. They say Shirat Hashem. So three times of the night they change over. So usually a night is 12 hours. So it means the first 4 hours of the night, that's the time when you say Krishma according to Rebbe Lezer. Right. Let's see Rashi. Rashi at Sai Pashmara Rishaina. Rashi at Shlishalaila, 1/3 of the night. At Shlishalaila. That's 1/3 of the night. In the forest be Gemara, that we hold there are three Mishmarim throughout the night. Umishom the Yelech after 4 hours of the night, that's it, it's like 10 o'clock, according to Rebbe Lezer, Ovar Zman. It's after the Zman you can't say Krishna. Why? The drashid le mikra su zman shchiva. That's not called shchiva. For like karina bei b'shoch b'cho. It's not called b'shoch b'cho. Like we spoke out. How do we know we say kriya shma night? But the pasuk says b'shoch b'cho when you go to sleep. Now Rebbe Lezer learns the pshan b'shoch b'cho is when people are doing the mice of going to bed to go to sleep. So usually when the people go to sleep, he holds the first mishma. like the first 3 hours, 4 hours of the night, whoever plans to go to sleep already went to sleep. Siddhasin b'shoch b'cho means the zman when people go to sleep. So after the first 4 hours, rogue people already went to sleep. So it's not called the zman shchivra anymore. But soon still Allah, we hold like Rebbe and Gamliel, the zman krishna is the whole night. Because we dasin b'shoch b'cho means kol zman you're sleeping. And people sleep throughout the whole night. That's what we hold lalocha. But the Blazer holds no. The pshat in b'shoch b'cho means the time when people are going to sleep. Now, when the rogue people go to sleep, the first four hours of night, that's when people go to sleep. See, after that, it's not a zman shchivra anymore. Now, Rashi explains, the famous Rashi, Mekamei Hochi, what about before Tetzik Chovim? Like a lot of menhagim here, or more the Davamara, Friday night, the Davamara before Tetzik Chovim. So Rashi, Hochi Nami Lav Zman Shchivra. You know it's not a Zman Shchivra, and you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Kriyashma. So Rashi Lefikoch, therefore, HaKoyra Koydim Lechem, Mashmah was a minig in Rashi's times also, that people used to daven Marav early before Tetzik Chovim. So Rashi LeYotzi DeChavotze. You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Tetzli of Kriyashma, the derisive Mitzvah of Kriyashma. In Kain, Adazoi, so Rashi Loma Koronoisa, why when you daven early do you say Kriya Shema? So Rashi Bevet HaKnesset, so Rashi Kdei Lama Betfilim Oterich Divrei Torah, Vrochi Tanya Bebraisa Brochus Yerushalmi. He was Yerushalmi like that. Now just like we're knowing by Mincha, before we daven Mincha, we say Ashrei. Meaning to say Tfilah before you daven Mincha. In Suwa Din by Marav, if you daven Marav early, there's an Indian to say some Divrei Torah before you daven Marav. Therefore, they used to say Shema. If you daven before Tetzik Chovim, but really, how Rashi you're not in the kind of mitzvah of Krishma before Tetzik Chovim.
Vasunsi.
On the fikah, therefore, like Rashi, chayva olenu likreisa mishtechshach. You should know there's a chayva again to say Krishma over again when it becomes night. So Rashi the Chiddush, or the kriyas pashas rishonish of them korei al mitofa yotzo. When you say hamapul at night, you say the first pash of Krishma, the yotzo the mitzvah tesei. This is Rashi Shita. And we don't have time now. Toys has the gans arichas kashas on Rashi, but the kids of Pshat Rashi is like this. Rashi holds that the mitzvah deraisa of Krishma is only the first parsha. That's all it's midiraisa. That we say three parshas of Krishma is only midirabonin. Rabbonin said we have to say remach words of Krishma. But midiraisa, you say shman, you have to the first parsha, you mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. The Rashi Shita is that you have to say Shema after Tetzik Chovim, that's only to Mekayim the Mitzvah D'Raisa. Mashenke to Mekayim the Mitzvah D'Rabbonin, Zay of Davni Mar, or of saying Kriyusha M'D'Rabbonin, that you could be Yetzir Kodim Zmana. That you could be Yetzir even before Tetzik Chovim. Therefore, if you daven Mar early, so the Birchas Kriyusha you Yetzir. Because that's only midirabonin, and you daven early before this man, you yaitse midirabonin. Marev, you're also yaitse davening early. Marev is only midirabonin. The only thing you weren't yaitse is the mitzvah, the eraisa of saying Krishma, which the Torah says is the zman of b'shoch b'chor, when people go to sleep, means from Tetzik Chovim on. Therefore, Rashi says all you have to do is just say Shema over again at night, and how much is Shema? Just the first parsha. It's the kitzah, this is Rashi Shita. Taisus dings are on Rashi. Taisus holds about that you have to say midiraisa at least two parshas midiraisa. So Taisus has different shitas how you yaitse. But this is Rashi. Baitam. So this is Rebbe Lezer shita. Divrei Rebbe Lezer. Again, that he holds b'shoch b'cho means a zman when people are going to sleep. So you can start saying Krishma by Tetzik Chovim the first 4 hours. That's all. After that, you can't say anymore. No, you could say Krishma until Chatzos. The Maskan of Sham, the Chachom is, they also hold a Rav Gamliel, that this man Shchiva means the whole night, and really you're allowed to say Krishma the whole night, just Rabbanu made Hachoka, that we're afraid if you're going to wait till the end part of the night, you'll fall asleep and forget to say Krishma altogether. Therefore the Rabbanu made Hachoka, and the Rabbanu, you have to say it until Chatzos. After Chatzos, he said you can't say it anymore. Chomayim at Chatzos. No, that's where we hold that for the Eved, if you didn't say Krishma, you can still say Krishma Davamar of the whole night time until the morning star comes up. So Drashi Achiyal Amad Hashachar Zatrashi Shakol HaLaila Kori Zman Shchiva. As Klasi holds what's called Shchiva B'Shoch B'Chor calls them on people are sleeping. Lamaisa, people sleep throughout the night. So therefore the whole night is called Zman Shchiva. That's what we're going to use. Maisa says the Mishnah, Maisa was a Maisa bo bona. Face the children of Rav Gamliel, they based a Mishnah, they went to a chasna, and they got Eves Fashikid there, but they forgot to daven Marav, they didn't daven Marav at night. Omrulay, they told the father, Lekirina Weshema, we didn't, they came home after the chasna at 4 in the morning, they told the father, we didn't say Krishma yet. Omrulayim, so Rav Gamliel answered them, his father told them back, Imloy Olo Hamad HaShachar, if it didn't come yet, the morning star didn't come up yet, is chayove matam likris, and this is Rav Gamliel Shita, that you have a chiyuv, you can still be mekayim in the mitzvah of the Krishma all through the night, even until Olos HaShachar. So Rashi Yad Shiyalom Ad HaShachar, and he says Chol Lailah Kroi Zaman Shchita. Right there, V'lo Yizu Bilvad Omru. This is Rav Gamliel saying, it's not only here that he said Kol Halayla, Ela Kol Ma Shomru Kachol Mat Chatzoyis. It whenever the Rabbonin made a din that you could only do this mitzvah until Chatzos, you should know that's only the Rabbonin de Kalocha. Of a really midiraisa mitzvah sanatiala omar hashachar. Is any mitzvah that you could do throughout a nighttime, a nighttime is called the whole night until the morning star comes up. Hashiala omar hashachar. Now, what are mitzvahs like this? Hector chalofim. Let's say you brought a korban in the daytime. You made this shechita, you made this rikas dam. The burning of the chalavim of the fats, or else v'yevorim, the pieces of the meat of a korban oila, that all the meat is burnt, is mitzvah sanat shiolam rashachar. That mitzvah, how long could you burn it? Throughout the whole night you could burn it. It doesn't become nicer until the next morning. Ba'itav achol ha-necholim liyoyim echot, certain kodshim, like a chatis, you're only allowed to eat it one day, is mitzvah sanat shiolam rashachar. You're allowed to eat it the whole day and the whole night. Because by kodshim, the night goes after the day. Usually, the day goes after the night. But by kodshim, it's fakert. Kodshim, you make your shchit in the daytime, and you're allowed to make the hector, the burning of the chalovim, throughout the whole night. The night goes after the day. So if you're allowed to eat it one day, the day ends at the end of the night by Yalla Omar HaShach. So Rav Gamliel, him came, Lom 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 HaKatsoyit, how come the Rabbanan said dinim until Chatzos by Krishma and by Achilas Kodshim? So Pshat is it's Rabbonim Dekaloka Kdei Lahachi Kodim in Aveira. That Rabbonim wanted you shouldn't be over in Aveira. So they're afraid if you're going to eat the Kodshim until the morning star comes up, maybe you'll make a mistake and you'll even eat it after Olam HaShachar. And then you'll be over the Yisam Eitha, you'll be over the Chiyav Koros. Yes, the Rabbonim said, but Rabbonim, you're not allowed to eat the meat till after, can't eat it anymore after Chatzos. So Rashi, Hector chalavim to Rashi beevorim shal kabonah shenizrak domen v'yoyim. If you made the zrika by yoyim and the shchita, you could burn it the whole night. Is mitzvah sent Rashi la'alis kol alayla the whole night. V'yena nivsolim belina. There's no psul like noiser lina. Achiyal amar hashachar. Sehein lamata min amizbeach. Providing that they're on the bottom of the mizbeach, there's a chiddush in Rashi. Rashi holds that we have a locha by kodshim, anything that's on the mizbeach itself, the mizbeach is mekadeshit. So we have a piece of meat that's on the mizbeach, even if we'll have it overnight, it won't become nicer. It only becomes nicer if the meat is not on the mizbeach. That's what Rashi says. Zehein lamatim in the mizbeach, the piece of meat is on the bottom of the mizbeach. Tichsiv lo yadon laboitim. Chalovin, what are these? Are the fats? Shokol kabonis. Every korban, the fats of the korban you burn on the mizbeach. Eivorim means the piece of meat itself. Now, by Reif Kabon is the Tehanim or the Bailim eat the meat. So, Drashi is to which meat do you burn? Shel Oilo. A Korban Oilo, that all the meat is burnt on the Mizbeach. So, Chol HaNecholim Liyei Mechaz, Drashi, Goyin Chates, V'yoshu, Mekis, Tiatzeres, V'mnochas, V'toida. Is Mitzvos, Zman, Achilos, Natshiel, Amar HaShachem. V'hu, Mevi'in, Liyas, Noiser. This brings it to be Noiser. The Torah says by the Korban Toida, Leonich and Menowat Boyka, don't leave over to the Boyka, but Kulami Toida Yumadu. Learn everything from Toida that Noiser is Chal after the Olah HaShachar, after the night pieces. Him came, Lomar Machal Mat Chatzoy, the Trashi Bitriya Shema, Uvachilas Kochim. Hirashi learns there's only a mitzvah Chatzoy by Triya Shema, like the Mishnah says, according to Chomim, and Vachilas Kochim. Why did the Rabbanan say only to Chatzoy? The Rabbanan said he can't eat the meat anymore. Because if you can eat noiser after Omar HaShachar, it's a chiyuv koros. So this is the Hezbollah, Rashi says why the Chum was so masked on this Issa. Because it's an Issa of koros. So not to be overcorrest, we made a chumrah, don't eat it after chatzos. So for sure, you're not going to come to eat it the next morning. The chayim b'kriyashma, same thing by Krishma. So Rashi's about warning, I Krishma, there's no chiyuv chorus. If you don't say Krishma, say don't say Krishma, there's no chiyuv chorus. So Rashi's new svarim. Krishma lazarus asadim shlo yomer, a person shouldn't say, yesh li yoy choy, it's very common, I come home at night, I'm tired, like the Gemara says, so first I'll take a nap, and I'll daven later. Before you know it, it's in the morning already. Therefore, the Rabbanim made a chokka to make sure you say before Alef HaShachar. Now, the Rashi Shittir is the Ekta Chalovim. That we allow to burn the fat or the meat. The Tani Yachol Yomer Bechol Mat Chatzoyis. There's no hachok of Chatzoyis Klal. V'nokat Loch El Lodiya Shekol Dovra Noiv B'Layla Kosher Kol HaLayla. Any mitzvah you're allowed to do through the night means the whole night time. V'ochin Amitam B'Pershen of the Megillah Kol HaLayla Kosher L'Kriit L'Ksira Soimer L'Ekta Chalovim V'Yavorim. Any mitzvah you could do throughout the night, you could do it throughout the whole night. The Rashi holds the Hekdech Halovim, the Kahanim are allowed to do it even after Chatzos. There are the Shittas learned, you're not allowed to do it after Chatzos. The other Shittas, the Rambam Shittas is even after Chatzos by Hekdech Halovim is also water. So they say, has been Rashi is that Kahanim has reason him. Usually, even though a regular person will make a mistake, but Kahanim is a Svar, he's a Zorin. He always watches and is very careful. Therefore, by the Hekdech to burn the Halovim, the Kahanim burn it, we're not afraid they'll forget to burn it before Chatzos. What about eating? So the mirror, when it comes to eating, even kind of a not reason. When it comes to eating, they'll make a mistake on the one who eat it after on a shachar also. So when it comes to eating nice, there we are afraid. If we're going to say a kohen could eat the meat until Omer HaShachar, until the morning, we're afraid sometimes they'll forget and even eat a little bit later. When it comes to eating, is not zorin. That's like the mirror. The dude, the avoid, he's a zorin. So we know for sure he'll be master it before Omer HaShachar, he wouldn't be over the Yisamaitim. But eating, sometimes he'll make mistakes. Therefore, the Chum made a takonim that after Chatzos, you're not allowed to eat the Basar anymore. This is the Mishnah. So the Gemara now. Tono, hechi koi diktonim yemesai. Like, the Mishnah doesn't say anywhere there's a mitzvah to say Krishma. Right away it starts off, when is this man to say it? They should have first explained, how do you know the cloud is a mitzvah to say Krishma? The Su, another kasher is, Maishna the turn of the Arvest Reisha. How come stops off the Mesech about Krishma Shalayla first? Now, who the kasher is, should have spoke about Krishma Shalayin first. The kasher, what kind of kasher is that? Make face see, day is more important than Laila. So Tosfos says, because you learn now from Tomid, the Siv Shalboike Tchila. By Korban HaTomid, the Torah said Shalboike first. So Vaisa, we should talk about morning first. The Taiz Rosh says, no, the Taiz Rosh says the Pshat is that Rov mitzvahs we have are Noig B'yoim, like tzitzis, tefillin, shachas, and minchas B'yoim. So we're talking about mitzvahs, the Tana should have spoken about the mitzvahs Noig B'yoim first. That was the Kasha. The Kasha is, why don't we talk about Krishma Shel Shachas first, which is the next Mishnah? How come the first Mishnah talks about Shel Arvus? And for the Gemara, listener to Shachar's Bresha, and the Gemara Tana Krua Koi. Our time of the Mishnah is going on the Posik. So may let's miyasha both kashis. How do we know that the Chiyut to say Krishma? Enough in the Posik and the Torah. So the Tana doesn't have to tell you that. Anybody that learned Chumash knows. The Torah says B'shoch B'chumecha. And also, why does the Tana say first Arvus? Because the Torah says B'shoch B'chumecha first. B'shoch B'chumecha means when you go to sleep. That means Krishma Shalayma. There's a good one. If Tana first explains Krishma Shalayla, and then Ubu Kamecha about Krishma Shalayim. Vachi Ketoni, the man Krishma, the Shchid Aimus. Our mission now is going after the Chumash already said, B'shoch B'chor, when is the beginning of the man Shchiva? That the Mishnah says, Mishor Shekanam Nechnosim Lecha B'Trumosim. When the Kanam first starts, he Truma. Fedimor B'boy Yisayim, another teretz is, why do we talk about Laila first and then Yoyim? If Yalath Mibriyos V'Shalayim, we learned it out from the Bria, the creation of the world. So this is only apparent to the second kasha. It's the first kasha, how do we know B'chal Mitzvah Krishma? That Avada was saying B'chal B'shoch B'chal. But the second kasha, why do we speak about Krishma Shalayla first, and then Krishma Shal Yoyim? That's what the Pasuk says, Vayera Vayivayka. So if Torah talks about Laila first, then Yoyim, the Tanya also talks about Mitzvah Krishma Shalayla first, then Shal Yoyim.
What's the
What do you need it for? Okay, right, think about it. I think Tosfos talks a little about it. It's a good question. Right. Right, sir. Kedimori hochi ebezoi, there's a terrace, I'll tell you later. I hochi, sefer diktoni, the sefer that it says, the shachem of all stein lefoner, it's the next Mishnah says, talks about the bruch of Krishma. It says, you know, by Krishma, you say two brachas before it, the yachaf the achreel. Hey, since shachrus, you only say one bracha after Krishma. Uverev, by night, by mariv, levor stein lefoner, two brachas before, stein leachreel, two brachas after it. For the Gemara, listen to the Avos Brisha. How come later when we talk about the Birchas Krishma, first we say Birchas Krishma of Yoin, and then we say Birchas Krishma of Laila? We should first talk about Laila. And the Gemara like this, Tane Pasuk B'Arvis. The Tane first starts off talking about Mitzvah Krishma of night, because either B'Shach B'Cho, or else the Pasuk says Vayera Vayboike. Then Vada Tane B'Shachris. Then the next Mishnah of Masechta the Brachos talks about Krishma Shachris. Now, Ad the koy b'shachris, as long as we're talking about the mitzvah creation of shachris, pirish minu b'shachris, we go to explain all the halachas of Krishma shachris, which are the brachas. Lord, the pirish minu the arvis. Then we come back to explain the brachas of arvis. Rashi hechi kos Rashi hechi kos solik the tane bechoy b'kriyshma shifchu lishel kan zmana kriya. Like, how do we know there's a mitzvah Krishma to start explaining this man? And the Gemara Krokoi, the Shom Lomat Chayvus Akriya. The Pasha Teres says everybody knows that. Everybody learned Chumash already. You know the Shach B'cho is the Chitus like Krishma. So even though Rashi says that the Pasuk says it from the Shach B'cho, really, the equal word is from the Dibar to Bom. From the Dibar to Bom, that's we learn out the Chiyav to talk in this, means talk in Krishma. The Shach B'cho is just as man when you have to say Krishma. The Shach B'cho when you go to sleep, or the Kamecha when you wake up. But really the Pasuk is the Dibar to Bom. That's how we dash in Yatakhi to say Krishma. The boy is famous as Rashi, Hod the Tani Arvin Beresha, Yalav Mibriyasa Shalaylam. Hod the Tani B'Shachas, Amos Lakar Neshma B'Shachas. Now, so to Gemara, Omar, the Mishnah says, or the Bryce before, Misho Shekhanim Nechnosim Lecha B'Trumosim. When is this man to say Krishma at night? The same time when a Kohen could go teach Truma. Krati Gemara, Michti, Kahanim Amos Kahachli Truma. When is this man, when a Kohen that was Tomei and went to the mikvah, at night time, when can he allow to start eating Truma? Meshah Sfeis Kachovim. When the Kachovim come out. So to Rashi, what does that mean, the bottom Rashi? Meshah Sfeis Kachovim, Shu Gemar Biyas HaShemesh. That's the end of the Shemesh going away. His Biyas sometimes means coming and sometimes going away. If he will still see the prospect, Bia Shemesh means when the Shemesh goes down, goes away. So the hour will come on. So the Gemara Bazoi, listening, Mishas Petzke Chodim. Says, why didn't the Mishnah say out clear? The Mishnah won't say, when is this man to start saying Krishma? When the Kohen is table. When the Kohen can eat Truma. Now, when is the Kohen allowed to eat Truma? Mishas Petzke Chodim. So why didn't the Mishnah say clearly? The Mishnah should have said, Name is our Kohen Neshma B'Yavrin, Mishas Petzke Chodim. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says this before, Nil Sa'aga Vrucha Kamashwan. It wants to tell you another Chiddush. That what Kahanim Amos Kahachli B'Truma, when is the Kohen allowed to eat Truma, Mishas Fetz Kachovim. That's good for the Mishnah telling you this Chiddush. Vrucha Kamashwan is telling you a Chiddush, the Kapara Loi Makva. A certain time the Kohen is Mechur to bring a Korban. Let's say a Kohen was a Metzora, or a Kohen was a Nazir. See, he's Tomei. At the end of the 7 days, he goes to the Mikvah, and that night he's totally glad he's Truma, even though he still has to bring a Korban the next day. The Yom Shemini, the 8th day, he has to bring a Korban. So the locker is, to eat Kochim, he's not allowed to eat Kochim until he brings his Korban. Because it's called the Mechusa Kapara. A Mechusa Kapara is not allowed to eat Kochim. Mashenkin Truma, he's allowed to eat. That's the Chiddush here. That a Kohen that was Tomei, even though he still has to bring a Korban, the bringing the Korban is not Ma'akiv eating Truma. He's the Kapara Loi Ma'akva. So this is all part of the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That just like Krishma is Balaila, Kahanim are allowed to eat Truma Balaila, even in the case where they're supposed to bring the Korban, because why? Kapara is not Makva. Now how do we know this? Kedetanya, we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says by Kohen, Obo HaShemesh B'Torah. Obo HaShemesh, we hold when the Shemesh, the sun, goes down, then B'Torah, he's Torah, that means he's allowed to eat Truma. Do we hold Biyashim Shoi? Kolzman, the sun did not go down yet, is makhosim alecha b'truma. That stops his current from being truma. Avaviyein kaparosam yakvosim alecha b'truma. But his bringing of the korban, the kapora that he needs, even though he can first bring that tomorrow morning on the eighth day, that does not stop him from eating truma. He's still allowed to eat truma, even though he didn't bring his kapora yet. So the kitzur, the maskana real, the Mishnah is still very shver. That the Mishnah wants to explain to us when is there a zman to start saying Krishma, it means Pesach Chosin. So the Mishnah says, when is that zman? When the Kohen starts to eat Truma. How do we know when the Kohen starts to eat Truma? We really don't know. So the Bissomodno, why didn't the Mishnah go forward say out clear, say Pesach Chosin? So the Gura says the Pshat like this, that the only place in the whole Torah it says the zman of Pesach Chosin is this Pasuk, Ubo HaShemesh V'Tor, that a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma Lefi Emes. The Pshan the Pasuk is, when it comes Pesach Lechovim, that's the Zman the Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. So the only time the Torah says a Lashon of Pesach Lechovim is in this Pasuk here by Kohen eating Truma. Therefore, when the Mishnah wants to say a Zman of Krishma, when can you start saying Krishma? The time is when the stars come out, the Mishnah wants to put it in the same time when the Kohen eats Truma. Because that's the Mokim in the Torah, where the Torah said a Lashon of Pesach Lechovim. That was like the Gruah. Because the any time we don't know Pshan the Pasuk. We'll soon see how we know. But the Emes of Pshat is the Bo Hashem, the Torah is telling you when the sun goes down, and Rashi says it means Bi Hashemish, the end of the sun going down, that's the Zman to say Krishma. Our Pidrush, they say from the Avnei says over, that how come the Tana of the Mishnah told his Zman Krishma in a Kohen eating Truma? He says like this, as the Mod is asked by Kohen. Kohen went to the Mikvah. Really, he's Torah ready. But still we say, since he was Tumah before, he can't eat Truma till Pesach Chosin. What's the pshat? That about he had Tumah on him, the Ashpo of Tumah stays with him until Pesach Chosin. It comes nighttime, it's like a new Zman, a new time now. So any Ashpo you had in the daytime went off you, and now you're like a new person. That's why at night he's allowed to eat Truma. But the same thing is by Kabbalah, by Krishma. We say Krishma in the morning. Why? To Makabla upon herself, O Machashmayim. So how long does the Ashpo of Krishma stay with us? Until Pesach Chosin. That's how long Ashpo of the day stays. When it comes to nighttime, it's like a new Zman, it's a new time. So you have to right away make a new Kabbalah, O Machashmayim. That's why you have to say Krishma again at night. That's why the Tana of the Mishnah is probably saying Krishma in the same Zman when the Kohen can eat Truma. The same Hezbollah. The reason why Kohen can't eat Truma, even though really he went to the mikvah ready, but the Ashpo of Tumah stays on you until Laila. So same thing, the Ashpo of the Kabbalah of Omach Shreim in the morning stays with you until Pesach Chosin. When it comes nighttime, that's like a new Zman, now you have to have a new Kabbalah of Omach Shemayim. So, Shkitza, how do we know by Kohen that eating Truma is totally in Pesach Chosin? Because the Pasuk says, Uvo HaShemesh, when the sun goes down, Vitor, automatically the Kohen is sorry, not eat Truma. For after Gemara now, Mimai, how do we know? Tahayu Bo HaShemesh, when the sun goes down. It means, Bi'es HaShemesh, the sun going down. Vai Vitor, Tor Yoymeh. Tor Yoymeh means just a Lashon saying the day passed by, went away, and automatically your Torah by itself, you're allowed to eat Truma. For after Gemara, Dilma not like that. Dilma Bi'es Oirayu. Maybe the Pasuk is first saying the next morning. B'yes Oriyus Rashi, Dumas B'Oriyus Rashi, She'yor HaShemesh B'yem HaShmini. Maybe the terrorist first thing, the Kohen can't eat Truma till the next morning, till the eighth day the sun comes out. Or the Zezot Gemara, Umay V'tor, what does the post mean V'tor? Toya Gazra. That means he has to bring his korban maybe. So Rashi V'yitzor Ish Atzmoy, V'yavor's korbanos of V'yacha Yechol. Maybe Pshan the post is the V'u HaShemesh. You have to wait till the next day, the eighth day, the sun comes up again. And what does Vitor mean? Go do a mitzvah to retire yourself. What do you have to do on the eighth day? You have to bring a korban. So ask you, maybe Pshan the Postik is you can't eat Truma until you try to bring a korban. Maybe you should have to wait till the next day. And the Gemara, Omar Rabba, Bar Rav Shilo, in Kenya, that was the Pshat, laying across the Yitor. The Yitor means you should do a mitzvah Torah. The Yitor, you go do something to be retired. My Vitor Mashm automatically by itself it's Tor. So Elamai Tor Yom, it means like the day goes away. To the Army Yinshu, like people say, Iyarev Shimsha, the sun goes down. The Yivki Yom, and the day passed by. That's all the Pasuk is saying. When the sun goes down, and the day passes by, automatically you're allowed to eat truma. Why? Because all you have to wait till just till Pesach Chosin. So Rashi, now look at Rashi, just means the day went away. Or Rashi and Vitar just means the day. Because Vitar also means that now he's Torah. It means two things, Vitar. Vitar means going away, and it also means Mitzias is Torah. He's Torah with something going away. So the day going away, now it becomes Torah automatically.
So you're using the word for two things.
Two things, right. Well, let's see Rashi. In came to Rashi, Daikru of Vitar, Loshen Tzibu, if Vitar meant he has to do something, have they name a crow of the Yitor? Plus you said the Yitor. My Vitor, what does Vitor mean? Itki. Loshen over, just means Itki means Loshen going away. It passed away already. Nispanim in Eilam, Hashemesh, the sun went away. Yes. And that's Kriyam Mimarov, that's what people say. Yerushimsha, the sun goes down, the Yitki Yom, and the day passes by. So Vitor just means, Avadim means Vitor also, his Torah is Ladi Truma. But when is Ladi in Truma? By itself. What does it mean by itself? As soon as the day passes away and goes away, right away you're Ladi Truma. That's what Lashon Vitor, Vitor means. So Vitor means. So tomorrow, Vimarovo in Eretz Yisrael, Hoda Rabba Barav Shilu Lo Shmilu. They did not hear this. They did not know this halacha. They did not know what's Pshat Ubo Hashemesh Vitor. What does the Torah mean?
All right, the turn over, we'll continue one on the other side.